When it comes to the election, in Illinois, we have what you would call a target-rich environment when it comes to topics. But when it comes to now, you know, as you continue to run for office now, you know, you fine-tune your message. I've noticed in particular when you and I talk that you've really worked on your message in particular. So what do you think? How do you define the biggest issue that Illinois has to deal with, in your opinion?
Well, there are certainly so many, and I could go on for days. But Tom, I think that one thing that we have to overcome in the state of Illinois is the amount of instability that has been caused by the lack of having a state budget for such a prolonged amount of time. I'm thanking God that we finally have a state budget in place. But when you look at the devastation that caused, we're still feeling the ripple effects of that here in Southern Illinois. You know, we live here on the New Madrid Fault. Well, Illinois, Southern Illinois in particular, we've been rattling and shaking. There's a whole lot of shaking going on in Southern Illinois.
When it comes to the backlog of bills, there were many people, including the governor, who said we should have taken more out of this year's budget and applied it to that backlog of bills. It runs around, well, currently running about $6.5 billion.
Well, it certainly is mind-boggling to think about the amount that the state owes. What I do know is I believe that responsibility was shirked. We send people to Springfield to work for the people. There should have been a balanced budget in place, and now we're dealing with all the ramifications of that lack of state budget. I'm talking people every day, and we look at education and the things that have happened there. We look at SIU, which I'm a proud Saluki alumni, and the impact that lack of a state budget has had on them and social services. Talked to a lady just the other day who, because of the cuts and things, she's still waiting to have a prosthetic leg. There are so many implications that have taken place. And we're, you know, and I think that it's important that the people you send to Springfield are there fighting for you, that the governor make sure that we have that balanced budget, and we've got to get past all the chaos that it's caused.
You know, when people talk to you about issues, when you do go door-to-door and you campaign, where does property tax come in that lineup of things they want to talk about to you?
I can tell you across the district, that is something that comes up in every single county. You know, residents are fed up. They're saying that, you know, we've reached our limit. And, you know, I, as a teacher, of course, I understand that that has been intrinsically tied to school funding. I'm hopeful with the new funding that we have in place that perhaps we need to do something to address that issue and give folks some property tax relief, because every single door knock, that's something I'm hearing constantly.
Yeah, and it's interesting with the vote in Jackson County, the board last night, they came out and said, you know, and we'll call it a resolution, saying we are standing against this 1% proposed. Now, it was never a piece of legislation proposed out of the Federal Reserve. I think that always needs to be mentioned in this case. It wasn't a legislation. It was an idea. And what we're talking about is specifically money to deal with the pension issue.
Right. And, you know, and pensions are certainly a complicated issue. I've said time and time again that, you know, we have people have worked for pensions their entire lives. And we if you've paid into that constitutionally, we know that they cannot be diminished or impaired. And I don't know too many teachers, you know, getting rich on a pension. I know of teachers who actually.
Well, what's interesting, I find out, Marcia, about yours, and I can't remember the numbers right off, right? And I wish I could. Because the average retirement for a teacher in Union County, I think, is around 32, 38. You go to Chicago, the average pension is like three times that, because they're the best paid teachers in this nation. Right? Third biggest school district, highest paid teachers. That it's interesting when you talk about pensions, there's two different kinds when it comes to size. And when you look at downstate teachers, they are much smaller.
Well, and I know plenty of teachers who come back to school and substitute teach to try to supplement that income.
Right.
And so I don't know any teachers down here in Southern Illinois who are getting rich on a pension.
Janice versus AFSCME, the Supreme Court ruling about 2 weeks ago now, this really got a lot of people's attention. I think in Illinois, you know, you were so used to seeing the courts taking one side or the other. Supreme Court comes in and says, no, you can't do this. Your thoughts?
Well, I do believe that it was an organized assault on worker rights. And I know this. I believe that union jobs raise the standard of living for all workers. And this I know. It might have met to deter or weaken unions, but I am a member of a union myself, and I know that every worker in the state of Illinois, they're mobilizing, and we are going to come out of this stronger than ever before. You know, at the end of the day, Tom, I think people look, perhaps, that they want to look at an organization when you think of a union, but it's made up of teachers, correctional officers, police officers, firefighters. We're just common everyday citizens trying to make a living. And we're going to come out of this stronger.
All right. Now, you talked about this a couple of moments ago, SIU and funding. But what's going on at SIU right now doesn't seem so much about funding as where the funding is spent and how the administrators act or what they believe when it comes to keeping the university together, splitting funding, things along that line. Where do you come down when you talk about SIU, its economic impact in Southern Illinois, an enrollment that is dropping, and what needs to be done to get SIU back on track?
Okay, first and foremost, I believe that we have to make sure that higher education funding is restored at a level that would help the university be successful. We all know that SIU acts as the economic engine for our region. And I'm a proud Saluki alumni, my husband is, and we need to make sure that they have the necessary resources. And I know just this morning picking up a newspaper and seeing that headline that there's been a vote of no confidence taken. I think if you are the president of a university, first and foremost, no disrespect to Edwardsville at all, but you make sure that you're fighting for your region and your university.
You know, another item, and I think you're uniquely qualified to talk about this, because for so long, you know, when I had guests, they were talking about high school students that weren't prepared for college, right? That they were doing remedial lessons, either whether at John A. or SIU, to get a high school student up to speed for college. And now I'm wondering if maybe that conversation shouldn't be changing to, we should have more vocational training in high school because there are jobs across Southern Illinois that a little more manual labor involved, granted, but going unfilled. There's a lot of job opportunities that could help our economy here in Southern Illinois. And it's across the country. We're not unique here in Southern Illinois. Have jobs, don't have employees.
Absolutely. You know, and that's something that does need to be addressed. Not everyone is kind of, you know, needs a four-year degree. We need a skilled workforce. And unfortunately, because of a lack of funding, some of those vocational programs that we had in place have been the first thing on the chopping block, and they prepare workers. And so it's vital that we get vocational training back into our high schools to prepare those workers for the jobs that are available.
Yeah, which one? I mean, which type of vocational training? I was always fond of drafting and things along that line. We had, you know, vocational training when I was in school, you know, down in the shop, granted, for that, but also, you know, motor vehicles and things along that line. I mean, where should we be focusing our effort? I've never seen a high school that had a welding class, although I'm thinking now would be a good time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you just think about automotive, and I know that there were high school programs that were going out and they were carpentry skills, things like that, where they were going out and helping with Habitat for Humanity and things like that. We need to make sure that we get that back in.
All right. Not the first time that you've run for office. So what do you know from your other attempts at unseating the incumbent that have helped you grow and be more efficient, a better candidate, and a better member of House of Representatives? Because you have a story arc. I've watched you grow and become more familiar with I remember our first interview, and, you know, you've come a long way getting familiar with the subject matter, things along that line. So what is it? What do you know now that you didn't know before you started running for office that you can employ now to help you do a better job?
Well, I think you have to have a firm grasp of the issues, Tom. But I think one thing that I've learned, having walked more than 70 hours a week last cycle, is to become a better active listener. When I'm knocking on those doors, it's important that I have a firm understanding. And I think as people sometimes, and being a teacher especially, you know, we know our subject matter, but it's about listening to common everyday citizens. How is this impacting you? How can we make Illinois a better state? What issues are you concerned about? And I think, you know, that's part of it, trying to connect and find out. What I can tell you is, with every fiber of my being, the only reason I'm running is I truly believe what I've told my students all these years is that one person can make a difference. And I firmly believe that. And that is the only reason I'm running is I want to show my students that you can go there. You can go with integrity. You can fight for people. And that's exactly why I want to go.
And Democratic candidate for the 115th District, Marcia Griffin, joining us this morning. As always, Marcia, it's good to see you.
Thank you, and we'll be talking again
before November, of course.
Thank you so much.
Because there's so much to cover. You know, and what's interesting is you go out when you do talk to people, without fail, I learn a new perspective or a new issue. Without fail.
Absolutely.
Because people are engaged.
Yes.
On a level that I don't think they have been in the past, and they're also ticked off.
Oh, most definitely. They're frustrated, and there's a mass exodus. We've got to stop the bleeding in Illinois and get our state back on track.